We remain behind to also join with me as we open up God's Word and look at these eternal truths that are truly a gladness and a comfort to our hearts and minds and a measure for our lives. For they truly are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. My friends, I invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. Pastor Mark Christopher, in helping us reach that time of the closure for our church discipline, but now opening up a door for us by way of evangelism, by way of witness, by way of testimony, as unto saving faith found in the Lord Jesus Christ, I wanted to bring us, because this is a time where we celebrate the Lord's Supper, to reflecting upon this whole matter and this whole procedure of caring for my brother. And so there is no better passage I could go to at this moment for this time than Matthew chapter 18. I would like to read to us verses 1 through 35. And so follow as I begin, and then I will explain why we have come to this passage this morning and lead us in a brief exposition as we prepare our hearts to remember the Lord's death until He comes. Chapter 18 of the Gospel of Matthew, beginning at verse 1. At that time the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself and set him before them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks. For it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into the eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out, so that you're going to find it difficult to tell the wheat from the tare." This is a time whereby the believer is going to be living in a time whereby they will go out and they will, by God's grace, declare His word. Just like the sower went out to sow the word, so too that believer in Christ goes out having been given the word of God, and they go and they broadcast the word. But you know what? More will reject it than actually accept it. We see that so graphically illustrated in the parable of the sower. There are three hearts, three kinds of hearts: the stony heart, the hardened heart, and the heart worried about all the cares of the world that just choke out the truth. But there is one heart that is open and yielded and fresh, and it takes the word of God takes root and grows up. You see, when you get to chapter 18, Jesus is teaching again. He's saying, this is what this looks like. In the time in between my first coming, when I came as a babe in Christ, lived as a man, went to the cross, died, was buried, is risen, is ascended, and the time when I'm coming again to set up my kingdom on the earth, guess what? You're going to live as my children. And some of you are going to live as immature, impure, imperfect. In fact, all of you will be immature, imperfect, and you will be needing some guidelines. And so how do we help one another? we bear one another's burdens. When you get to chapter 18, you begin to see some things, and I'm going to go through this just quickly, not spending time dwelling on every word, every nuance. But in verses 1 through 4, you get to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching His disciples, believers, at the very first instance are to enter the kingdom, in other words, turn in saving faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, just as little children. We're to come to Him with that childlike faith. And the word child here is really the one, as you look at verses 1 through 4, the word child there is the same word which identifies in the Greek a young toddler. It's not just a child in the generic sense. This is a specific little child. In fact, Esther is way too beyond being the kind of child. This is the toddler. If you go up to the creche, you'll see a graphic example of it. So believers, at the very first instance, we come into the kingdom of God with childlike faith. But then Jesus gives a teaching in verses 5 through 9. He says, believers are to be treated as children. Those of us who have children, when you get to verses 10 through 14, you get to see believers are to be cared for like children. It starts off in verse 10, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven. We despise each other as believers in many ways. The first is when I flaunt my liberty over a weaker brother or sister in Christ, causing them to go against their consciences and to overreact and fall into perhaps a deeper legalism. The second time that I despise my believer, my brother or sister in Christ, is when I show partiality, when I will fellowship with one, but I'm not going to fellowship with another, because they're just a little bit too prickly, or they're just a little bit off the wall, or wow, they are strange. They ride bicycles. No, so do I. Mine gets nowhere. It's a stationary bike. I'm the proud owner of the spinning bike number 6 at Durbanville Virgin Active. I even book it so that I don't have to change the seat, because I'm a real short guy. But my friends, I despise my brother or sister when I refuse to fellowship with them because they don't quite match. You know what? We do match. We are all in Christ. His thoughts are our thoughts. His words are our words. His cares are our cares. His concerns are our concerns. There is a third way that we despise one another. We despise one another because of the ridicule that we bring to them. Well, they're just so ignorant of the Word of God. Yeah, maybe you need to draw up alongside and help them instead of just casting them aside. But then, of course, when you get to chapter 18, verse 15 through to 20, believers are to be disciplined as children. And there are four steps to that discipline. Because when my brother is erring, when my sister is erring, I need to do something. I ought not to just sit back and just let them go at their peril over the edge of a cliff. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. If your brother is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, walking with the Lord, yielded to Him, not grieving His Holy Spirit, you who are spiritual, you go and restore your brother in a spirit of meekness and of gentleness, taking care and heed for yourself. See, when I go to someone who's overtaken in a sin, I go with the attitude, not one of judgment, but I go with the attitude, as they have fallen into sin, I too, Pastor Mark, to come to the front with